Hey, how's it going? Welcome to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat and I'm here for you. I am here for you as often as I can get to the microphone to help cheer you up and hopefully help you find the keys to the door that will unlock your happiness. Now, your happiness isn't locked up. It just hasn't been found yet. So, hopefully you'll find it just like you found this podcast. If this is your first time here, welcome to the show. I'm glad you found the show. Don't know how you did? Let me know how you did. You can let me know on the text line, 304-506-3332. I love to see if any of my promotions are working or if you just happen to search and find it. You see that big green circle? It's like, go to positivity, and people are finding it. Also, don't forget about my book, The Positive Perspective, Molly. I'm going to sign your book tonight after I record this show and get it out to you tomorrow. I appreciate you ordering the autographed copy. That's so cool. Makes me feel so special. If you want to make me feel special, you can by ordering your copy of the book. You can go to the website, bepositivepodcast.com. And right there, you're going to see a pop-up that comes up, unless you have it blocked, or you can click on the book tab, order from Amazon, skip big tech, or order directly from me, and you can order your personalized copy right there, and I will get it out to you ASAP. All right, don't forget about the text line. A lot of you are hitting me up on a text line. I love it. I'm trying to keep up. If I don't answer you, it's not that I didn't see it or I don't care. I'm just trying to keep up with everybody texting their phone, and I really like it. So don't give up. 304-506-3332. Cindy, I appreciate all the stuff you've been sending me and all the pictures and the motivational stuff. You actually inspire me a little bit. That's kind of cool. All right, I want to give a quick thank you and shout out and endorsement for Podomatic.com. These people are amazing. They are the ones who are hosting my podcast. They've hosted other podcasts of mine. I've been with them since the beginning of time. That's right, and they're fantastic. They hooked me up with some great bandwidth and unlimited space. They have a free version if you want to start your own podcast, or you can pay for the broadcaster version, and you can actually have your own podcast, and you can sit in your studio and talk to yourself just like I do. It's kind of fun. It's fun to get the word out there, and if you got a message or you've got an idea or you've got something you want to talk about and you think you should share it, go to Podomatic.com and start your podcast today. It almost sounded like I read that, didn't it? And I didn't. That's right off the top of my head. Don't forget, if you want me to talk about something that's going on in your life, which is what this show is usually about, it's about you, not about me. It's about you. Go to bepositivepodcast.com/your story. Tell me all about it. I'll give you a shout out on the air, just like Annette in Massachusetts. And also a quick shout out to Molly and Cindy on the text lines, trying to keep up with you guys. And so I appreciate you guys texting the show and just keeping up with the positivity and sharing it by wearing shirts that you can get at the website or telling people about the book. Some people are buying books for their friends that need support. Some people going through a rough time, they tell me their name and I write something in the book to help them and they give it to them as a gift. It's kind of cool and everybody seems to like it and it's very, very nice. I haven't heard any negative stuff about it yet. All right. So, what the hell am I talking about here? There's a show that's supposed to be going on. Quit promoting yourself already. Get to the show. All right. Well, I try to do these shows as often as I can, and it's been a little hectic, a little crazy. My home life is very, very busy. I've been doing things around the house, taking care of getting my daughter to school and to work, not to school, but to work. She's starting to work now, and there's just a lot of things going on. And you know what? We all have a lot of things going on in our lives. And it's okay. It's all right. You know, you just have to try to stay organized and not let it overwhelm you. But you know what? It's easier said than done, because there's times when even I sit there and I go, there's just too much shit going on for me to deal with. I have to just back off. And that's why you haven't heard a podcast yet this week. And when I need time to vent or to just decompress, I'm not going to get on here and just talk crap just to say, okay, stay positive, be positive, okay, just think positive thoughts and just be redundant and not have any meaning behind it. That's not why I do this show. So the name of the show is It's Okay to Have a Bad Day. It really is. It's okay to have a bad day, because without any bad days, there is no good days. You don't appreciate the good days without the bad days. Now, the trick to dealing with a bad day is I try to rate on a scale in my subconscious mind somehow. How bad is it? You know, did I forgot my lunch for work? Okay, it was not bad. Am I overly tired because I stayed up late doing podcast? Okay, well, I could deal with that. Or did someone die? Or did I crash my car? Or did I fall and break my arm? Or did someone steal my identity and now I have no money? Have I just realized this morning I'm going to be homeless and with no food? That's a bad day. And you can't, I can't tell you to put a time limit on how long you're going to deal with that emotion, because you have to experience it. I always talk about staying positive and being positive and thinking positive thoughts and all this stuff and being aware of what you think. But if you don't let that bad stuff in, the negative stuff for yourself, I'm not talking the outside world. I'm talking something that happens in your life that's making you upset or making you angry or making you mad. And if you don't experience that and you just try to suppress that and stay positive, oh, I'm just going to be positive. I am not going to address this emotion. I'm going to bury it deep down inside and I'm going to stay positive. Well, you're lying to yourself, because that emotion is still there. It didn't go away. You didn't address it. You didn't deal with it. You didn't take it out for a test drive. You didn't actually resolve it in your mind. So now it's just sitting there. You've got this bad thing sitting deep in your soul, in your subconscious, that you haven't dealt with. Maybe it's an addiction that you have that you want to take care of that nobody knows about. Maybe it's a job situation or relationship thing that's really bothering you, but you don't want to deal with it because you're going to stay positive. Well, it's not going to fix itself. So when something bad happens or something upsetting happens, you have to face it head on, own it, and know that it's not permanent. It is not permanent. It will pass. It will pass. Then the sky will open up and you will be a happier person because you dealt with it. And you'll feel more confident and proud of yourself for getting through it. Because if you sit there and you dwell on it and you thrive on it and you talk about it and you feed it all your energy, it's just going to continue and it's going to fester and it's going to take over your life. So when something bad happens, you're having a bad day, just make it a day, make it a bad hour, a bad half a day. There's times when I'm just like, screw everything, man. I don't even know why I'm on this planet. Why do I even try? You know, and we've all felt that way. Come on, be honest with yourself. There's always been, everybody has felt like, what's the point? What's the point in doing all this? What's the point in working so hard and living in a house and having the family and doing all the things that you do? Sometimes it's like, you question it yourself. Why am I doing this? And you got to stop. And you got to say, because I'm here for a reason. I'm here for a purpose. If you figured it out and you found what makes you happy, then bravo, you're doing it right. And I'm happy for you. But if you haven't figured it out and you're still waking up going, my life sucks, same shit, different day. Why am I doing this? Why do I even bother? I should just give up. Nobody cares anyway. I'm not happy with my life. I hate my life. And if you've said that before, you have to address why. Why? And sometimes, I mean, I haven't seen it personally, but I know that some people just give up and they just refuse to come back and they refuse to accept that they are part of the universe and they've chose to come here to experience something. And obviously they can't get past themselves. You have to understand that you can totally create a false narrative of your life in your mind and your subconscious and believe it. Because what you think about, you bring about, and your subconscious does not know the difference between thoughts and reality. Doesn't know. It does not know. So if you're saying, my life is terrible, I can't handle it, I'm having a bad day, a bad week, and it just doesn't get better, and look, this always happens to me, I told you this was going to be bad, and you're just projecting that negative energy. It's going to come out. It's going to come back the same way. Whatever you put out there, it's going to come back the same way. So I'm telling you, it's okay to be pissed off or to have a bad day. But you have to face it and go, okay. After a while, you go, why am I still mad about what happened yesterday? Is it making my life better? Is it doing anything? Is it fixing the situation? Have I addressed it? And most of those answers are probably going to be no. And when you really ask yourself, why am I mad? Well, I'm mad because so-and-so said this, or so-and-so did this, or I wrecked my car. Well, whatever it is that happens that makes it a bad situation for you, dwelling on it and reliving it and keeping it alive in your thoughts and in your energy, it just keeps it in your life and you keep reliving it. And who wants that? When something bad happens, when you're having a bad day, cause I had a bad day, right? Move on. That song's 3.5 minutes long. After those 3.5 minutes, your bad day's over. I try to get past that. And it takes practice to not really, you know, dwell on making yourself feel bad. But when you do that, when people do that, I know when I do that, when I'm mad or angry or upset and I dwell on it and I keep feeling it, I put that energy out there, other people see it, and then I get that attention back, even though it's not that attention that I like. It's like, oh, what's the matter? Nat's upset. Why are you upset? What happened? You're getting that attention. So sometimes you'd let it dwell on and linger on for that attention. So you can talk to someone else about it and make them understand how bad your day is. But if you really put everything into perspective, there's always somebody who is having a worse day, or a worse week, or a worse year, or a worse life than you. And when you understand that you are in total control, you are in total control of how you feel, of how you think. And people that say that, no, I can't do that. When I ask some people to do something, or I say something to someone, and they go, oh, I can't do that. And I go, yep, you're right. And they go, what? I go, well, you just said it. And they're like, what? And I say, you said you can't. So obviously you can't. And then sometimes they'll go, well, I could if I tried. It's like, yes, you could. Exactly. It's beautiful when somebody's eyes open up like that. And when you confront them. So I do that to myself too. When I say, I can't do that. And I go, whoa, Mr. Positive. What do you mean you can't do that? And I catch myself saying that because it's human nature. Something that's difficult, something you haven't done, something that's unknown, is uncomfortable for us. We like, as human beings, we like to be comfortable. We like to have repetition. We like to know what's going to happen. And when we don't know what's going to happen, we create that fear. And that fear can sometimes cause your bad day because you're afraid of saying something or doing something or overly cautious to where you end up, you know, doing something wrong. Like, you ever been, like, say, I can't drop this cake, or I can't spill this drink, or I can't knock this over, and you're so careful to not do it that you end up doing it anyway? Come on, we've all done that. It's because we overanalyze it and freak ourselves out. And that's just a small example. We do that in real life by actually overthinking things and thinking about what could happen. Well, if I do this, this could happen, or this person might say this, or this, you know, the indecision is as bad as making a bad decision. It's actually worse, because when you make a bad decision, you can understand that, oh, that was a bad decision. Now it's time for a new choice. But if you make no decision and you don't go through with it, and you never know, and you never go anywhere. So you're sitting there at that fork in the road going, well, I could do this, or I could do that, but if I did this, this will happen. If I do that, this will happen. So there's no decision, so your life just slows down to a crawl. So when you're having a bad day, back to the topic, when you're having a bad day, address it. Say, okay, this day sucked. Sometimes I go through the whole day, and I come home, it's like, man, I get to my family and I'm like, tell my wife this day sucked and talk about it. And then once I talk about it, I get rid of it. I let it go. I don't hang on to it. You can't. You can't hang on to the past. It's useless and you can't change it. And it takes away from your future. So if something bad happens and you're having a bad day, just experience it, face it, own it, and then move on. Just move on. And you can do it. You know why? Because your mind controls your body. Your thoughts become things and you can do what you want to do. You literally can. Right now, if you were sitting, wherever you're sitting, if you wanted to slap yourself in the face, you can slap yourself in the face. You literally can. You might, people might think you're crazy, but you can literally do that. If you want to run around the street in a tutu, you can do that because of the freedom of you as an individual. You can do whatever you want. There's consequences for some things, but you can do whatever you really want to do. And as soon as you believe that and understand that and own it, then when you have a bad day, you can address it. You can be aware of it. You can say, okay, I'm having a bad day, bad hour, bad situation. How can I get past this? Okay, this is bad. Okay, it's time to move on. And let's just put it behind us. You can do it. Because when you realize that thinking about the same thing that's made you have a bad day, the next day or later that day or at the end of the day, you have to know that you're having a bad day because you're creating a bad day. Now, some people are like, oh, no way, man. That's not the way it is. I'm not creating my bad day. My bad day is happening to me because you're letting it. Because you're letting it. You're not staying in the moment. You're not aware that you are in control of how you respond or react to any given situation. So once you figure that out, which is what we try to do here, you're going to have a good day. All right. I wish you the best, many, 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 many good days and happy days. Because in these crazy times, we really all need to stick together. We need to actually come together. And hopefully the energy of the planet is going to align in the right way to actually get us through these crazy times that the entire world is experiencing. We are all in these dark times. And The unbelievable thing is we are all here right now at this point in time in history for a reason. And we chose this. We literally chose this. So remember that next time you're going to give up because you're having a bad day. Remember that you chose your energy, your spirit, your existence outside of the physical realm chose to be here. For a reason. If you don't believe that, well, you're wasting your time here. And you know what? I believe you'll have to come back and try this again. But that's just the way I think. I think that way, and it works for me. So hopefully some of my words help you guys out. I really appreciate everybody who's been listening to the show all these years, and getting some texts from people that are starting to go back in the archives and listen to some older shows. I know one of you said that you listened to the first show over 100 times. And I was like, what? That show's so cringy. But that's so, you know, it's whatever works for you. I talk about everything and anything except politics. I refuse to bring that into this realm. It's got its own world. Doesn't need to get involved in mine. All right. So that's the show, man. Don't forget about the text line 304-506-3332. Please go grab your copy of The Positive Perspective. I have over 800,000 of you listening to the show. I guarantee you I have not sold 800,000 books yet. And if you don't have a copy of it, maybe you don't read. Maybe you don't like to read. Buy it for somebody else. You know somebody who can use some positivity. Stick it in your bathroom. They're short stories. And the time it takes to complete your task in there, you can actually read a whole chapter. All right? It's a good bathroom book. So The Positive Perspective, you know where to get it. The website, bepositivepodcast.com. Hit the text line with your pictures. And you can also leave a message on the text line. I had a couple I was going to queue up for today, but the show ran a little long. So I will play those in a later episode. You can leave a message. You can leave a text. Don't worry, I'll never answer that phone. It doesn't ring. It just leaves a text. So I appreciate everybody who's been listening to the show and supporting the show by picking up merchandise and grabbing the book. And that's all I got to say today. I hope you have a fantastic day. My name is Nat. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. I think we can all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.